You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, January 18th show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
You're local mortgage experts. It's a great day to talk about money. That's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, so you can have a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with our guests that we have on the show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, coming back once again, we have Dee Gupta of Dee Coaching, letting go of anger and frustration. Dee, welcome back into studio.
Thank you, Tina.
And a little bit about Dee. Dee is a part-time coach and full-time rental property business owner who has done extensive study on emotional growth. Her perspective is that you are where you are, where you choose to be in your life. Your financial status, the quality of life that you live, and your relationships with friends, family, and significant other, everything is either where you want it to be or where you believe your belief levels is where you can be. The stage of personal growth you are at in each area of your life determines where that you are at in that area. You cannot make more money than you believe that you can make. You cannot have a better relationship than you believe yourself capable of having. And your belief in your own worthiness in each area of your life sets the tone for where you are. Dee helps break down those ceilings. Dee, always exciting to have you come in. Always have a really great and special topic to talk about. And thanks again for being here.
Thank you, Tina. I'm excited to be here.
So, Dee, anger or frustration? I know they're kind of, feels like they accompany each other. It's, I don't know what comes first. Are you angry, frustrated, anger? What's the difference between anger and frustration?
Well, I would say anger is a little bit of a stronger feeling, and anger is a feeling that is more outward, that somebody else or some other situation was not up to what we want it to be, or it was wrong for us, and it took away from something that we had. So it's an intense dislike for an external situation or a person, and frustration is when we are trying to do something and we feel that we have let ourselves down in some way, or so it's more inward directed.
So, Dee, knowing that this feeling does not feel well, why do people feel anger and frustration? Why can't they just stop it?
Yes, that would be so simple, right? We feel these feelings when we're trying to live a certain standard of life and we're not able to maintain that standard because there is something around us in our environment, people or person or situation that is stopping us from achieving that, or at least creating a little bit of a block for that.
So I know often when somebody makes me angry, then I get frustrated, and then you keep replaying it in your mind, right? And then you're getting more frustrated. Why do we kind of replay these scenarios in our minds and kind of let them live out and reside within us?
We do this because we don't know how to handle these situations. We're constantly replaying them in our minds, trying to convince ourselves that we are right and the other person is wrong. And it usually doesn't help because we know, our subconscious knows, our soul knows that that's not the case. Our soul knows that we are in control, but we're trying to make the other person responsible and we're giving them the control, and that makes us feel sad, and we're just constantly trying to resolve that situation. So even though the mind is pretending to resolve that situation by thinking about it over and over and over again, and sometimes working ourselves up into a frenzy, our souls see through that trick, and we can hold on to this anger for like months, days, even lifetimes. Sometimes people will hold on to this anger. The reason for that is because we feel that our self-worth is attacked. And if our self-worth is attacked, that person did not respect me, therefore I do not deserve respect, therefore I do not deserve love. And at the bottom of everything that we do, our basic fear is that we're not lovable and we're not going to be loved.
Yeah, when it comes with frustration, a lot of the frustration coming from within is the frustration you just have in yourself, because right. isn't a lot of that coming from, you know, not having patience in the process, or coming right. from the, just like you said, the not good enough and the insecurity of where you might be in your space. Is that correct?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. So Dee, let's start with, what would be the first step that you would coach someone if they're stuck in this space and dealing with these emotions on a regular basis?
The very first step, I would say, is to remove yourself from the situation, is if possible, just go to the bathroom or something and start observing. Allow yourself to feel those feelings and then start observing. This is powerful beyond belief. Like, this is not just something. This is extremely powerful. When you start seeing your anger and dissociating yourself with the anger and saying, I see you, anger, I acknowledge you, I respect that you're there and I'm going to allow you to feel it, and then observe it and say, I get that you are there and you exist, but I'm not you. So as soon as you start creating that dissociation, you've already moved into a very high, much higher consciousness. So it's, you've separated your soul from your emotions and your mind, and you've already achieved, like, you're going to get through that much, much faster.
And we've talked before with conversations with you, Dee, and I'm a big believer in this, that, you know, just accept all of the feelings that we have, good and bad, because there's going to be a balance of both of them. And so I love what you said is, you know, just take some time away, whether it's an inner conversation you're having with yourself or an exterior because of a conflict that's having with somebody else. Just step away, take a breath, accept that it's there, right. respect that there's a reason that it's there, and
Absolutely.
Then you get to decide how you're going to react to that.
Respond. Right.
right? How you're going to respond to that. Yes.
Right.
So Dee, let's talk about the next thing to do after you let the emotion pass for just a moment.
Once the weight of the emotion, once the intensity of the emotion has gone, then you can start working on resolving it. And one of the steps that we do often miss is this step of resolving it. We feel the anger and we may let ourselves get through it and get past it, but unless we resolve it, we're not going to be able to handle the situation again the next time, and it's still going to bother us. So we do want to set standards for our lives, and we don't want people to treat us less than. We have a brand to take care of, right? And if
yeah.
somebody is taking advantage of us, or if somebody is treating us less than, or if somebody is saying something to us that brings down our brand, we don't want to accept that. At the same time, we don't want to react emotionally. So what we want to do is figure out how to handle the situation. And to do that, it's important to set aside a time and set expectations. It may not be a 5-minute fix. It may take a lifetime to fix mm-hmm. something. Like, I'm never
going to... It's a
work
in progress.
Right?
Like, yeah.
I'm never going to feel anything negative again in my life. Mm-hmm. That's going to take your entire life to work through. So if you set aside time for it, it may be 5 minutes, like it may be 30 minutes a week, it may be 4-hour session that you want, like however you want to do it, set aside time for it and ask yourself constantly, how do I resolve this? How do I resolve this? How do I resolve this? And work towards finding the resolution from a calm place, and you will be able to handle that same exact situation much better later on, and you'll just feel much better about yourself.
Yeah, and isn't it true, Adi, I'm just like totally cutting off Keelan from jumping in the conversation
no.
here, but isn't it true to through part of that process of resolving it is pay attention to how you're feeling, what your
right.
body's telling you, and you can tell whether that resolve is getting you to a good place
Absolutely.
Or if it's a conflict
yes.
that you're having and trying
yes.
to not be authentic with that resolve, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
If the resolution is, I'm never going to talk to this person because this person is a horrible person or whatever,
yeah.
then you are going to feel bad because you know that that's not true. And
yes.
even if the person did something that's not good, you can handle it in a much better way, usually.
Yeah, and it may be the best and right thing to do, but
right.
you're not ready to go that far in
right.
the right direction. So you have to maintain a level of integrity with that space as well.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that. It's like your brain's trying to compartmentalize it, but we have the control of our dialogue, and that's really what you're talking about, is controlling your dialogue. And naturally, we want to come up with a story on our brain. How does this fit with my identity?
Right.
And when you can control that dialogue and how you compartmentalize that, and to set some time aside is so smart, where you can actually think through it and allow yourself to let it go, because there's no point in holding on to it.
Right. And resolve it.
Resolve it, right? Because it's not doing you any service in your future. It's behind you. So now it's
time. And
then
remember how you resolved it next time, because once you figured out how to resolve it with yourself, now that's a proven pattern that you can continue to use.
Right. Because now you have created, you've prepared for the next situation. Otherwise, you're just going to repeat the next situation.
Yeah,
just compound. So, Dee, we talked about anger and the differences between anger and frustration. Let's talk about some of the similarities.
They both happen because we're not living the life up to our own standards, and because we do not feel in control of the situation, which is where this comes in, that we need to set aside time to figure out how to resolve it, and because, we don't know how to handle it again if it happens. So I am a very big believer in examples, so I'm going to just give a very brief example.
Okay.
There was somebody who was a guest in my house. He was an Airbnb guest of mine, and I brought these lots of big packets of snacks, and I'd kept them in the kitchen. And he had started taking them a little bit. And I was going on a road trip without asking me, and he would tell me later on. So then I was going on a road trip, and I put a lot of those snacks in my car because I was going to have them in the car. Mm-hmm. And I left one unopened bag in the kitchen. And this guy asked me, can I have snacks? And I said, oh, no, I've put them in the car and I'm going on a road trip. He said, no, I see that one there. And he went there, he took it, and he just took it. Like, I didn't. And I was just so upset. I could not sleep at night. For some reason.
Don't take snacks from Dee's house.
It made me so mad for some reason. I was like, why are you doing this? And it was not about him at all. This is what I realized later on. Mm-hmm. It was because I completely felt out of control in the situation, and I did not feel respected. So what I did the next day is, I set up this time for myself. Like, how do I handle the situation? This was the next morning. I was pacing up and down in my living room for 2 hours, figuring out, how do I handle the situation? How do I handle the situation? I don't know.
You can see Dee in studio. Her face has turned a little bit red right now.
Yeah, she's getting red as we sit here.
And it was a very, like, I don't know. How would you handle that situation? Uh-huh. Okay, so the simple answer, the answer that I came up with eventually, was simply say no.
Mm.
Because I came up with an excuse, and instead of coming up with an excuse, I should have just simply said no.
Yeah.
If I was not comfortable with it, and if I was comfortable with it, that's different, but I was not in that situation, and I should have just simply said no. And I would not have come to that conclusion if I hadn't spent those 2 hours literally intensely thinking about how do I handle. And now I'm comfortable, because now I know that if anything like that happens, I can say yes or no. And it sounds very obvious in hindsight, right? But at that time, it wasn't obvious to me.
And that's a really good example. And to each of us, our boundaries are going to be different. And so you really need to respect your boundaries and what those are. And you have to be able to communicate your boundaries in the best respectful way, because somebody else is having another feeling on the other side. So you've got to kind of play with your outcome and see if it's working for you. So I think that goes right into my next question, Dee, because majority of all of these feelings, the negative feelings that we have, it is all attached to ourself, correct?
Absolutely, yes. It is. It all comes down to self-worth. It all comes down to this feeling of unlovability. And if we are separate from other people and other people don't love us, then we will not survive, because human beings cannot survive alone.
Yeah.
And so this is all down to the survival instinct. And we human beings are a meaning-making machine, and we're constantly judging good or bad, negative or positive. It doesn't matter. We're constantly judging. And we will not judge a tree if we see a tree outside there, because it doesn't matter to us. It can be tall or short or whatever. But we will judge other human beings. And that's because we are directly affected by that.
So, Dee, unfortunately, we're running out of time here, but before we do, I want to make sure that our listeners can get a hold of you. So, if for anybody that's looking to get in contact with Dee and to get some coaching, how do they get a hold of you?
They can contact me on the phone number 425-894-2308 or go to dee.coach. That's dee.coach.
Wonderful, Dee. Thanks again for coming in. It's always a pleasure to have a conversation with you.
Thank you so much, Tina.
Coming up next on the Money Hour, let's talk cars, money, and keeping it real. Dan Putnam of Rain City Supercars right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.